hear the station that focuses on things on your mind, WGNS. And this is Rutherford Issues.
Well, welcome back in as the conversation continues here on WGNS AM/FM, online at WGNSradio.com. And we always like to have first-timers in studio. Carlos Clark is joining us today. We'll get that out of the way. Now you're an old hat now. How about that?
Well, thank you.
talk to us a little bit about Big Brothers Big Sisters, because this is the first opportunity that I can recall. I mean, it's not like we haven't heard about Big Brothers Big Sisters, but what's going on here in Rutherford County with the group?
Well, Big Brothers Big Sisters in Rutherford County, we've been here for about 5 years. We are currently housed at the Murfreesboro Housing Authority. They allow us to have a little space there with them. And the first year that we were here, we served 17 kids, and last year we served 397 kids. So as Wow. You can see, we're growing quite a bit. Wanted to make everyone aware that this is actually National Mentor Month, so I guess that's one of the things that we wanted to talk about and make everyone aware of, in case there are any volunteers that want to come out and help out with mentoring a child.
National Mentor Month, and of course it's mentorakid.org, I think, is where you can find a lot about Big Brothers Big Sisters. That's a big jump though in 5 years, those numbers.
It's a huge jump, and there's tons more of kids out there that need the service. We just need the mentors to provide them. We'll never have a lull in the amount of kids that we can serve, but we definitely need the assistance of the community to come out and be a mentor and assist with these kids.
Carlos, what does a mentor do? I mean, I think maybe we have a perception in our mind of what we have to do as a big brother or big sister, but and I think that's sometimes maybe what keeps people away from doing it.
Okay. Well, I'll talk a little bit about two different types of mentors that we have. The first type that I'll talk about is our site-based program. We're actually in 7 of the Murfreesboro City schools with our site-based program, and what those mentors do is actually go to the school and meet with the child at school 1 hour a week during the course of the school year. They do things like play games with the child, go outside, throw the football, throw the baseball, do artwork, do homework, help them with reading, math, different assignments that they may be having, but pretty much just provide a constant and consistent source of someone being there, asking about them, how they're doing, what's going on with their life, providing guidance for them. They may talk about what they want to be when they grow up, and that mentor may be able to take just that 1 hour a week and spend time helping that child decide what track they want to go on.
Now, that's one type of program. That's the site program?
That's the site-based program.
Site-based program.
Now, our community-based program, we have our volunteers spend 4 to 8 hours a month working with the child, and it's community-based, which means just that. You go out into the community, you pick the child up from the home, interact with them in a number of different settings. We've had gone to MTSU baseball and football games. They go play laser tag. They can go to Go USA. They can go to the Greenway and walk, go to the mall and walk around. Chuck E. Cheese. It's pretty much anything that the volunteer and the child can imagine doing that they would enjoy spending time together with.
Wow. I know that all of those things are things that my kids enjoy. So I guess that's something that any kid would enjoy. Chuck E. Cheese is big on the list, although I don't know I can take that much of it. But is this a program for who? I mean, who would be a good mentor?
That's a very good question. We've got a number of different options for you guys. We'll start out with our high school bigs. We have a program here in Murfreesboro, and it's also in Nashville, but in Murfreesboro, we have high school students from Riverdale and from Oakland, and they go to a few of the schools here in Murfreesboro, and they actually mentor kids there. Then we have college students, and you can be between 18 and, I guess, 23, and college students are eligible to do the site-based program as well, not eligible to do the community-based until they graduate. And then the community-based program are for volunteers, adults over the age of 23, and it can be pretty much anyone. Now, We do run a background check and sex offender check and a motor vehicle report for our community-based program. For the site-based program, we run background check and a sex offender's check. Mm-hmm. Don't do the motor vehicle report because they're not going to be transporting the child. But anyone that can pass those checks and would like to spend some time with a child and can provide some positive energy for them, we're open to working with.
Now, the community program, you said that's 4 to 6 hours a
four
month?
To, 4 to 8 hours
four
a
to
month.
8 hours
and
a month.
And it can be broken up. It doesn't have to necessarily be a every week type of thing. You know, we'd like for it to be. But we understand if you go to a football game, you may get 4 to 5 hours right there just at that football game or depending on what your activity is.
So what you're saying is no matter you've got the 300-plus now that kids that you're serving, if someone came up today, you could match them with someone. I mean, there's that kind of list.
We've got kids waiting. We have, in the community-based program, we have about 28 children waiting, and about 24 of those now are males. So we have a great need for male mentors. And in our site-based program, we have about 7 waiting. But we're actually doing some recruiting now for more kids and, again, for more mentors mm-hmm. as well. So matching the mentors is not a problem at all. It's just getting them in so that they can be matched.
What are these kids missing if they don't have a mentor?
Many of the kids that we have in our program, they don't necessarily have someone that's consistent in their life, someone that can expose them to different activities or even something as small as going to like the Discovery Science Center. You know, they may never get that opportunity. That's something that a mentor can provide for them, or to show them that, you know, if, for instance, if the child wants to be an engineer, you know, maybe that mentor can introduce them to an engineer, or maybe even that mentor is an engineer. Some of the things that we take into account is when we do our interviews with both the child and the volunteer, we take information from them and try to put them with a match that will be the most successful. So if the child wants to be an engineer and wants to know more about that or any other profession, we may look to find a volunteer that's actually in that particular profession, and maybe they can have them shadow them at work or talk to one of their buddies about what they do and what steps are necessary to make it to that particular profession.
We're talking with Carlos Clark with Big Brothers Big Sisters, and this is National Mentor Month, which is a great opportunity to get involved. What is the process? I know you talked about the background checks, but is there any training or what goes on after you have passed all those checks?
Okay. Once you pass all those checks, and to get started, you would actually go to mentorkid.org. And you can download the application there, or you can give me a call at 615-890-8868, extension 10. And once you fill that application out and you've gone through the background checks, we'll actually schedule some time to meet with you at our office and do an actual interview with you. Once you complete that interview, we will start looking for the child to match you with. And once you're matched, actually even before you're matched, we're going to do what's called a big 101 training. And this is where we give you all of the information. It's a 2-hour training, and we're going to give you a lot of tools that will help you be successful in your match. We also do a training for the kids as well, and we're working on doing a training for the parents.
Now, these trainings, do they go on at certain times during the year, or is it kind of an ongoing thing when you have enough?
We do them once a month, and I'm actually doing they're held on Thursday. I'm actually doing one tonight.
Oh, is that right?
That is right. But that would occur after all of the steps have been taken as far as the application process and being accepted into the program. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the last step right before we start working to match you with the child.
New mentors lately? I mean, or do you just really, really need new mentors?
We always need new mentors. Yeah. So if anyone's interested, please feel free to contact us and get involved.
Carlos Clark with us talking about Big Brothers Big Sisters today. You know, that this is, I think, a thing that people will say, I don't know that I have the time to do this, but once they get in, do they find themselves really enjoying it? I would assume so.
Oh yeah, we have there are several members in the community, I can't say names, but several members in the community that you guys will probably know if you heard their name, and they love spending time with their littles, with their mentees. So, again, it's not just the child that gets something out of this.
Sure.
A lot of people enjoy giving back, and you can actually see your effort and your and what you're doing with this child paying off as you work with them.
You know, when you say that the adult gets as much out of it as the kids, what's some of the response going in? You may have someone who had, well, I don't know about this or that, but I want to give this a try. What's the biggest surprise maybe that about the program? What would they say, you know, that they were surprised that it was this or that, or something that maybe they've gotten out of being a mentor?
Okay. A couple of things. I think one of the biggest surprises for our mentors is that we at Big Brothers Big Sisters provide or continue to provide support for our mentors throughout the course of the match. So once you're matched, we'll have a professional staff person from Big Brothers Big Sisters call you on a monthly basis to check in with you, as well as call that family and that child to check in with them and make sure that everything's going okay, or to help you guys through any rough patches that you might be having. Something else that the mentors would probably get out of this is, again, just seeing that child progress and seeing where they start from and where they end up with after they've worked with them over a while. And it's not just a one-year thing. We do ask for a one-year commitment, but you can go from the time you're matched with the child, which can be from 7 years old, all the way until that child graduates. And we've had several matches that extended through the entire length of that.
That's one thing I did mean to ask. The kids in the program are ranging from what age to what age?
They're ranging from ages 6 to 16. And once they get to 16, if they're already matched, they can continue throughout the course of the match. So you can continue all the way to graduation. And many of those relationships, it's not just once they graduate, okay, see you later. It's a lifelong relationship. They're still in contact, even while if the child goes to college or goes on to start their life, you know, they're still calling their mentor and checking in with them. And the mentors are still calling them to see, okay, well, how are you doing? I'm concerned and want to make sure that you're all right, and that have any questions, you know, I might be able to give you some guidance.
You know, I've even heard some stories about those who are, you know, in their 20s and 30s and 40s who, you know, go to Christmas at the house and, you know, different, because they really have become part of the family. And that's really what it's all about.
Yeah.
National Mentor Month. We need some mentors here in this community, and I'm sure that there are a lot of people out there. We've just kind of touched the surface today, Carlos, but if someone has questions, they'd like to know more about the program, how to get involved, I'm sure that you could always use some new ideas and things of that nature. How would somebody get involved?
Okay. You can probably start by going to our website, which is mentorkid.org. And there are a number of options there for you to choose from as far as getting involved. Again, volunteers are always needed, but it also gives you the opportunity to take a look at ways you might be able to donate different items to the agency or to the kids that might be in need. Mm-hmm. And then you can also call our offices. Can reach me at 615-890-8868, extension 10. And you can also call 615-329-9191 for more information.
Now, it's Mentor A Kid, just like mm-hmm. Mentor, the letter A, kid.org, and that'll get you started. I'm sure that there's contact information as you know, you get down deep into it there. So, Carlos, anything else you want to pass along before we wrap up here?
I think that's pretty much it. I would like to... Again, I know this is something we haven't had an opportunity to touch on, but want to talk a little bit about, we have a relationship with United Way, mm-hmm. and that's one of the reasons we're here today or have this opportunity to come out and speak is because of them. And we are one of the recipients of their Community Investment Grant, which is a grant that is not actually a partnership with them at this point, but a grant that aligns with some of the things that they're working on in the community, which allows us to be able to provide or service to some of the kids that we're working with. So we want to thank them for that and the opportunity to be here and speak with you today.
Well, Carlos, anytime you'd like to come by, you got something going on, you have a special need or something of that nature, please come back. We'd love to continue to spread the word about Big Brothers Big Sisters.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, Carlos Clark joining us here in studio to talk about Big Brothers Big Sisters. Again, you can find out a lot more at mentoraKid.org. We'll be back with another check of weather here in just a moment as we wrap things up.